We are the Magi, you know, these strange men from the East, the ones called wise men or kings or astrologers or magicians, the ones we don't know whether to fear or admire. And after last night, I'm still not sure. We don't know who they are, but we are them. They left their normal lives to chase a star filled with expectation, wondering where it might land and what it might reveal, and so do we. We spend a month or so at the end of every year outside the normal rhythms of life chasing down Christmas. And like those magi, we heap expectations upon it. Those who penned the story trace the expectations of Christmas through the generations, through God's promise to Abraham, God's deliverance through Moses, God's reign through the kings. They trace the expectations of this baby boy through the dreams and laments of the prophets. But we all know it goes back even further. We know it goes back to the beginning, back to when all things were made and back to when things went wrong in that garden. The expectation is that the stable on which the star shines might right that wrong and all the other wrongs that happened since. It's a lot to pin on a baby. But with a vision to Joseph and an angel visit to Mary, with lights shining in the dark fields and deafening sounds of glory uttered to unassuming shepherds, the story seems to focus all of those lofty expectations right on the manger. And then we add our own expectations of Christmas to the heap. We expect the cookies to come out of the oven Instagram ready and the family table to have that Norman Rockwell feel. We expect a certain look on our beloved's face when they open up that perfect gift while the snow falls gently outside, enough snow to make it a white Christmas, but you know, not so much that the roads are bad. We expect a lot of this day. We expect Christmas to solve our grief and wipe away our tears. We expect it to bring peace to the world, peace that might even make its way to the streets of Syria and the halls of Washington. We expect Christmas to bring together families divided and heal wounded consciences. And so starting at 5 a.m. the morning after Thanksgiving, the expectations pile on and on as we magi chase the elusive Christmas star to this day. It's a lot to pin on a baby. A lot to pin on a day. And when the star finally stops, we wonder, will this day be able to bear all that we have thrown upon it? The promises and history that expected that first Christmas, and the hopes and fears of all the years that we've been piling on ever since. How strong is that manger roof anyway? Can it bear all this? And if it breaks, if this day cannot hold everything we've placed upon it, well then what? Do we break with it? It's a lot to pin on a baby. But of course, that's why the baby came, because of the weight of it all, the weight of our expectations and our anxieties, the weight of our sin and our mortality, the weight of our fear and our grief. The weight of this world and this life is too much for us to bear. It does break us over and over again. So perhaps our expectations are too grand or misplaced. Perhaps we try to use this time to escape from the weight of this world, to pull a thin veneer of gingerbread and eggnog over it all so that we don't have to face the brokenness, when really that's why the baby came, because of the brokenness, because it is too much for us to bear, and God can't bear watching us break under the pressure of it all. So God sent a baby. A baby in a lowly manger because our world can be a lowly place. A baby born to frighten parents because our world can be a frightening place. A baby born in the rich and troubled history of a people for rich and troubled histories make us up to. If you stop and think about it, sure, it's way too much to expect of a day. Not even with a month of preparation and an extra shake of sprinkles on the cookies. But that's okay. Be filled with expectation anyway. Bring your hopes and your longings. Bring your pettiness and your anger that you wish to be rid of and your little seeds of gratitude and kindness that you hope will grow. Bring your dreams and your fears, you know, the ones you're too afraid to admit. The first magi brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. We're bringing all that we are and placing it there before the baby because we need to. Because we get to. Because that's why the baby came, to jump right into this messy world with us, to bear the unbearable. The Magi expected something from this child, from this day, just like we do. And coming to see him, coming to see that God indeed would dwell among us, they were overwhelmed with joy. Joy. Having brought all that we are to this baby, joy seems like the right approach to this long-expected day. Amen.